This week, Steve gave Tanya an insight into the dating world in 2023.
You won't believe from dating sites how many D pics go around.
How many what?
D pics.
Oh, doodle pics.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's the word I didn't want to say on the show, Tanya. I wasn't trying to dodge dick. I was trying to dodge doodle.
We'll hear more about unsolicited penis portraits soon, but first, Tanya's home alone this week and feeling a bit uncomfortable.
So I'm now sleeping with downstairs lights on,
yeah.
Stair lights on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah. It's like, grow up.
It might be ridiculous to you, but Energy Australia's loving you.
Oh, yeah, wait till you get your bill.
Now, in a very platonic, matey way.
Yep.
Do you want to come and stay at my house for a little while?
In a very platonic, matey way, Tanya, I've been single for 8 months. I wouldn't trust myself.
Yeah, Michael's already doing it tough enough. He's not at home. He doesn't need Steve muscling in on his territory.
You hear creaking and bumping, I'd lock the door.
Okay, but I'd risk that.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm there, mate. Don't worry about that. I can't wait until the morning, though, when you actually say, Steve, I love you, but I was suggesting that you'd be in Lorcan's room.
Let's stay on the sleeping train and hear why apparently women need more sleep than us blokes.
We need more sleep than men. We need at least 8 to 10, and men can get away with less than women.
Yeah.
It's just the way
beauty
it is.
Beauty sleep.
Yeah. That beauty sleep, is that what it is?
Because apparently you
what,
make...
for the men or the women?
Apparently you make everything you need. It's connected to your testicles.
I'm going to remember that next time I'm having one of those shocking nights. Come on, Steve, think about your testicles.
Come on, testicles, work better, testicles. Work harder.
You know, it's not long now, we've got to get up.
Tanya, can we please move north on the body and hear about what's happening with Steve's surfer's ear? Because a doctor suggested a couple of solutions to help keep water out of said ear.
And he said, what about a shower cap?
What's wrong with a shower cap?
I have no hair.
I know.
A man has to have standards too.
Yeah, don't do it.
You've got to have some self-respect. It's like a shower cap in the shower. Don't you dare buy me a floral one.
It's a floral one with big flowers. Those plastic ones stuck all over it.
Oh, that was the other thing. There are bathing caps you can wear swimming.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Swimmers
You'd look
wear
like
them.
Ian Thorpe in the ocean.
No, mate, no. I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
The after.
I would look like Auntie Joan.
We are out of the Triple M studios this morning and, wait a second, where are we again, Tanya?
We are celebrating at the Northern Star Hotel. Hey, Steve, what do you call an Irish spider?
I don't know.
A Paddy Longleg.
Stop it! Oh, she's here all day, folks. Try the veal.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, we're also going to the footy tonight with the Knights taking on the new Redcliffe Dolphins. And just this week, we learned something new about our tech expert, Trevor Long.
I don't want to break you. I'm a Dolphins fan.
Oh, yeah? How come? Why did you jump on the...
I grew up in Redcliffe, yeah. And so when they got a team, I thought, I've got to jump on here.
What?
Trevor.
It's wild.
Trevor, stop.
Yeah.
I grew up in Redcliffe.
Humpy Bong State School.
Scarborough State School.
Yeah. I went to the same school as the Bee Gees, so come on.
I went to the same school as my sister. Shut up.
Stop talking. Gets in the way.
Tanya told me this week Steve committed a fashion faux pas at a fancy supercars event over the weekend. This is how she described his get-up to me.
He was dressed like he was going to chop wood.
But look, Steve wanted to hear exactly what was said.
What did she say, Rise?
She told me that you went to the supercars fancy function on Saturday and didn't wear the appropriate clothing.
Well, you didn't, remember? Everybody else was in white and looking windswept and interesting.
And you look like a lumberjack.
Seriously. No, you know what? I'm not going to argue with T today.
But he's a lumberjack, but he's okay.
That's right. It's true.
Works all night, plays all day.
That's right.
Does, yep.
I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
Tanya and Steve were reminiscing about COVID times during the week and were quite keen to point out that I was the government's number one sheep. Number one rule follower.
We suddenly knew what the word growler meant because we were going to pubs and taking growlers home.
I loved watching how angry people got about that guy eating a kebab with his mask off.
on the bench.
Risey was going to drive to Melbourne and punch him.
Yeah. You did get angry about that.
I couldn't. Look at this guy. Who's he think he is?
I swear, you lost the plot.
Yes, I did. Make sure you stay in your LGA too, Steve.
It's like
maybe spread your COVID over my way.
You would literally.
And we're going to leave Macquarie.
Your LGA.
You're LGA and you'd walk up, g'day, Rosie. You vaxxed? Are you vaxxed?
Lucky I didn't shoot you.
LGA. The best one, though, okay, when it was you can't go 5Ks, like you say,
outside.
5Ks from your door.
Yeah.
So a guy disconnected his door and carried it with him.
And finally, can we please hear how Steve blew Tanya's mind this week with an insight into the crazy world of online dating?
A couple of single mates have said you won't believe from dating sites how many D-pics go around.
How many what?
D-pics.
Oh, doodle pics.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's the word I didn't want to say on the show, Tanya.
Yeah,
I wasn't trying to dodge dick. I was trying to dodge doodle.
They're not attractive.
I know. Thank you. I can't agree with you more.
God, send me a photo of your coffee machine. That'll get me going.
Jeez, I was really scared when you went cold. I think you're misunderstanding what a doodle is, mate.
Thank God you said coffee.
No, but mate, that is not going to get you across the line. A photo of it. Coffee machine, your puppy
seriously,
dog.
Seriously, the last thing in my mind will I know how I'm going to win her over.
Yeah.
Click.
Nah, sheets with 1,000 thread count.
Yeah.
Winner.
There you go. And the only one time I did it was bloody winter. I know,
all night long. And that was Rosie's Rewind.